What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What? Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
All right, guys. Welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is your automotive host with the most, Rob Pitts. And in the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst slash numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
Jump the gun.
You red-lighted, Richard. You red-lighted.
You know how I do. Shout out to all the Hot Rodders in the Ukraine.
I'm telling you. And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
You know, Professor, it's funny that you said the Ukraine.
It's complete coincidence.
But we have a very special guest in the studio. And, you know, this is the thing. If you've seen any of my YouTube videos, if you've seen anything, you know, hey, I've sold a car or two in my life. Maybe three. Maybe. Today.
Since breakfast. So,
and it's early. But, you know what? Everybody talks bad about salvage cars. You know, you turn on the news, and it's, you know, Dateline or 2020, and you always got the same dealer, and don't hold it against me, but they're always in New Jersey. I think it's a New Jersey thing.
It's a chop shop.
I think it's the roads and stealing cars out there.
Well, it is what it is. But anyway, and they're talking about how bad they are. And there's some salvage cars. There's some cars that are wrecked that don't need to be fixed. There's things that are meant to be junk. That's it. But then there's a lot of things that can be repaired. And this is something I think our throwaway society that we're in now. You know, back in the day, back in the olden days, you know, your TV go out, you call a TV repairman. Or your refrigerator quits working, you call a refrigerator repairman. Now, what do? You chunk it and go buy another one because flat screens are dirt cheap. Well, cars aren't dirt cheap, but people still do the same thing with them. And, you know, just because a car's wrecked, guess what, guys? We have body shops. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like your car body repair man. You see what I'm getting at? And, you know, there's a lot of awesome cars that get saved from a life in the junkyard. And we've got a guest here today. You know, I could have brought any Joe Bob Bubba from the body shop in. I mean, I could have brought anybody in. But I'm talking about literally just, you know, I had to throw a little bit of YouTube weight around. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, when you got to start name dropping, you know, be like, hey, you ever heard of this guy named Rabbit?
I was going to say, name drop yourself?
Yeah, well, maybe I did, you know? But this is the thing. You know, because I love my listeners. You know, I love everybody that listens to this show. And I want to bring somebody good in. And, you know, when you look at, and there's a lot of guys that are doing, you know, salvage rebuilds on you know, on YouTube and things like that. But I'll be honest with you. What's that?
We gave him a sneak peek last week.
Yeah, we
into
did.
Into this.
Yes. Actually, we did give you a sneak peek last week. But, you know, this is the thing. So we got our guest that's in the studio. Or we could have had Sam Crack. And I'm going to tell you something. I would rather slit my throat than listen to Sam Crack talk. I can't stand it. It drives me insane. And if I'm going to bring somebody on talking about rebuilding salvage cars and cool salvage cars, it sure as hell ain't going to be Sam Crack. I'm sorry. Sorry, Sam. You know, you're cool and all that stuff. But you and Freddie, go have that stuff down there in Florida. But we've got Alex in the studio from Alex Rebuilds. And I was going to say his last name, but I won't tell you something. With my high school education and my vocab, I cannot pull this off. Alex, say hey to everybody.
What's going on, guys?
So we got Alex from Alex Rebuilds. And unless you've been living under a rock and don't have the internet and they don't have Wi-Fi. So Alex Rebuilds really cool salvage cars. So now you've got an Acura NSX now.
Yeah, currently I'm working on a 2017 NSX, 2018 R8, 2019 Denali, And then I just picked up this Gas Monkey 76C10. And then I also have actually another project that I'm probably going to be unveiling here in the next week or two.
Man.
Wow.
So, but this is the thing that got that got my attention is you know, you got to think about it. When the Gas Monkey C10, when the accident happened, it broke the internet. Like, what was the chick's name with the big butt? With the one, where she had the glass on her butt and then did the shooting it over thing. You know what
Kardashian.
I'm talking about? Well, no. Yeah, Kim, her.
Oh, yeah, Kim yeah. Kardashian.
Yeah, yeah, Brute. Caitlyn Jenner's granddaughter.
Just enjoying thinking that one through.
Yeah, yeah, but you know what I'm saying.
I had
yeah,
a
yeah.
lot of girls going through my head on that one. Just saying.
going through the list.
As long as Caitlyn Jenner wasn't one of them. That's no, all that matters. But you know what I'm saying? Everybody was sharing it. And, of course, everybody said, hey, Rob, like I haven't seen it. You know, they're sending it to me, my inbox filling up. I've seen the front of this damn truck 1,300 times. I mean, I've seen this truck in person.
For about a week, it was. Yeah.
It was everywhere. And then?
It disappeared.
It just went quiet. Well, you know where that truck was at? It was in an insurance auction. And we're not going to start on that story just yet. But this is the cool thing. You know, guess what? Truck pops up in my feed on YouTube. Hey, Rob, here's some videos you might like to see. Well, look at that. There's that old Gas Monkey C10. And I look at it, and I click on it, and I said, really? This is my buddy Alex. Right here in our hometown. Right here in Spartanburg, South Carolina. It's 30 minutes down the road. We got all the way from Dallas, Texas. We got the Gas Monkey C10. The wrecked C10 that broke the internet. Probably one of the most famous square bodies of all time.
See, it's definitely on the list.
Right there with the Fall Guys.
That's what I was thinking. That's the only thing I can come up with.
Only because Heather Locklear wrote in that. That's the only reason. You have no idea what the Fall Guy is, but you know what Heather Locklear is, and it was good. Just go with it.
All right, it was good.
It's damn good. Don't just... Moment of silence.
Good, for but our we listeners, keep he's very young, and he wasn't around when...
He's talented, but he's young, and we're working with him to turn him into the dirty old man he needs to be. So... Anyway, we've got this C10 in town. And I'm like, dude, I got to reach out to him. And I reached out to him, and we got him here in the studio for you guys. Because this thing has got a great story. I mean, of picking it. I mean, it's not just, you know, all this stuff, but getting this truck. Because you got to think about it. Everybody wants this thing.
That was one that was behind the building, so he bought the building.
Yeah, it was across the street, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, like he bought the property and it was like part of it. But the thing you got to think about, this truck's got cred. I mean, it's been all over Discovery Channel, all over Velocity. It was all at SEMA. And it was at big C10 show out in Texas?
Texas Heat Wave.
Yeah, all these big shows. This truck was there. And this truck is, I mean, just a centerpiece.
And it sold at two auctions on Discovery.
Yeah, exactly. It was on Bear Jackson and all this stuff. And on Fast and Loud numerous times. But... This truck now is here, and now it's being rebuilt by our buddy Alex here.
That's wild,
and that's insane.
Who would have thought?
I mean, what I'm saying, that's the thing. I mean, like, that truck could have went anywhere, but it's here, and I love that it's bringing some attention to our area. But I mean, it's just really cool. I mean, this is a very iconic thing. This thing is, I mean, it's probably one of the biggest automotive stories of the year was that truck being wrecked. And, you know, anybody could tear that truck apart, part it out, and just be done with it. You know, rob the LSX and just rob everything out of it, call it a day. But you're bringing it back.
Oh, yeah. It's coming back.
It's coming back. And, you know, and then that's the thing that I love about it. You know what I'm saying? So this truck's going to live on. But, I mean, and here in the next – we don't have much in this segment, but here in the next segment – Alex is going to tell us the story of this truck and like what got him started on. That's what I want to know. Like, everybody knows why you want it, but you got it. That's the thing. Like, everybody's like, man, wouldn't mind having that thing. Them wheels look good on my blazer. Now, I'd be like, I'd like to have that old LSX. I'd put it in my Dodge Murata.
Woo, hey, that'd be
if you change your mind about building it.
I could use some pieces. But that, But he got it. And, I mean, that's the cool thing is, you know, it's all about content on YouTube. You got to think about it. You know, YouTube guys work just as hard as TV guys coming up with content for their viewers and things like that. And this kid has knocked it out of the park. I tell you what we got to do, though. We got to take a commercial break right quick, guys. Hang tight. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
At
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio. As always, we have our Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst slash numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
Shout out in honor of Alex's newest build to Dallas, Texas.
Home of the Gas Monkey Garage. I've said this a million times, but if we could ever have a camera in the studio, we'd have a number one show. There's things that I can't repeat FCC-wise, but it's hilarious.
Or face expressions.
Yes. And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
Do you have anything vulgar you want to do? Okay. We'll leave it. No, Patty does it for us again. Thank you. Thank you, Patrick. As he types away on his laptop, which is probably his resume for his next job. But anyway.
We're going to have to get Fred in here.
Yeah. I wonder where Randy is today. I like that guy.
I don't know. He might have bailed, man. He might have said.
No, he's upstairs. I saw him.
Oh, is he? Okay.
Yeah, I was giving Alex the tour. We got Alex from Alex Rebuilds in the house. Not on the phone. Not on the Skype. In the house. In the building. Gave him the tour of the radio station. And showed him how the radio magic happens. It's breathtaking.
It is.
It is amazing.
And then next he's going to show us how to do body work.
Exactly. So, you know, we're talking about it. Alex has a channel on YouTube that's very popular. It's called Alex Rebuilds. He rebuilds high-end salvage cars. And, you know, this week on Hot Rods and Happy Hour, we're talking about salvage cars. And we're going to get into salvage cars in general here in the next hour. But I really want to talk about Alex's story. I mean, I'll be honest with you. You know, I'm not that guy that's going to make you wait. I want to know. You know, I'm that guy.
I want to know, too.
Everybody wants to know. So, you're building, you know, these exotic cars, you know, or, well, not exotic, but high-end cars. And you know, your Denali trucks and Acura NSXs and all this stuff. What drew you to a 76 C10?
Well, that was plain and simple. I mean, everybody's on YouTube, you know, they got all, like you mentioned, all the exotics, the Ferraris, the Lambos, you know. I don't really have much investors, or my channel is not as big, you know, to be making that much crazy money. And then on top of that, I'm pretty sure everybody's already getting annoyed of these exotics. So I was like,
actually, exotics aren't that exotic anymore. Yeah. It's just kind of the norm. Like, yeah, like, you know, it's like when I was working with Ed, everybody's like, so when are you gonna get a Lambo, Rob? I can't do it. I'm just not that guy, you know? I mean, I wear Chuck Taylors, dude. I can't drive a Lambo.
Yeah, so the YouTube, I mean, scene was pretty much flooded with exotics. I'm like, what can I do to flip the script, to change it up, and also, you know, lure in, what should I say, older audience? I don't want to be...
Well, it's not an older audience, but you're bringing
in there, Alex.
Don't get the... We're only in our 40s,
Alex.
Don't get the professor riled up. But no, it's true, though. It's a wider demographic. And the thing is, these trucks appeal to more... people, like, appreciate the show, but just C10 trucks in general are extremely popular.
Oh, yeah, I definitely noticed that.
And now you've got truck guys, you know, subscribing. Your subscribers have jumped up because you're building a truck.
Yeah.
You know, where... I mean, that's the big thing. It's something different, you know? I mean, you'll see Sam Craig building a 76 C10 yet, but I'm sure he'll screw it up if he does. But you know what I'm saying? I just want to shake him. I really do.
Like a baby.
I just want to damn it, Sam. Stop. Sell Domino's in a car back. But anyway, that's his claim to fame, is the Domino's pizza wagon.
It is.
It's annoying. I didn't know that's who you're talking about. I watched about 5 minutes of that once, and he's irritating.
It's beyond irritating.
He's not an entertaining gentleman to watch.
Hey, guys.
Hey, I'm a giant dork. I'm going to build a pizza car.
Sam Craig right now is cracking his knuckles listening to you, Professor. He's like, bring it.
So?
And? I like Richard because he's like a radio badass. He's like, and?
I wonder if he has extra cheese.
Yeah.
With his wine.
Yeah. Ooh. That's bad.
Yeah.
That's bad. Sam Crack's got both of y'all right now. He does. He's like, mm-hmm. And I'll tell you who else he don't like. He don't like my buddy Alex right here, too.
I would imagine not.
He's got a target on his back because Alex has brought in probably the build of a lifetime, especially in the classic car world. This 76 C10 the Gas Monkey Garage had, when it wrecked, like we talked about, it broke the internet. So now take us to it. How did it start? What was the last thing you finished up? I know you were working on a Denali truck because that's what you went and picked it up with, yeah. Right?
No, it wasn't the same Denali truck. It was actually a friend of mine's. We took his Denali truck and went
but to it. But so what was the last project? And you're like, what can I do? What's next?
So most of my builds were coming to an end. I was actually finishing up the R8, which is almost done now. Same thing with the NSX. I took it to the paint shop, and usually that stuff takes about 2 to 3 weeks. So I didn't really have much going on, so I started hunting for a new build. And I gave my guys a call at 74 Auto, like, find me something exclusive or something that nobody is doing right now. And he said, give me a minute. So he called me in a few days. He's like, I got you. I got this 76 Gas Monkey C10. How would you be interested in rebuilding that? I said, that sounds perfect. Everybody's doing exotics on YouTube. I think this C10 will definitely do good. So let's get it. So they reached out to the insurance company, made a deal, and next day had my truck and trailer heading down to Texas, pick this thing up.
I mean, that's nuts how this basically just kind of fell in your lap. I mean, that's really cool. So I mean, it wasn't like a bidding war or nothing. They took care of that for you.
Oh, yeah.
But so now keep in mind, you've never built a classic truck of any type like that.
Never.
Or a classic car or nothing.
Never.
Or custom.
The oldest car I built was a 96 Integra.
Yeah.
So you've never messed with anything that wasn't the way that it rolled off the assembly line for the most part.
That's insane. So no custom work really of any type?
Not really, yeah.
Just rebuilt,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, that's...
And now we've got something that wasn't stock to begin with, that's wrecked, that we've got to put back.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome, though. So you jump in the truck, you and your buddy.
Yep.
And take off to Texas.
Yep.
So what were you... I know you've seen pictures of it. What were you thinking when you saw the pictures of it?
I was hoping the frame wasn't too bad, but then... I was hoping the frame wasn't too bad, but then again, I know these old trucks, and I know their frames aren't too strong. And I mean, I've done a frame swap before already. I don't know if you guys seen my videos or not, but I did a 2017 Viper and I did a complete frame swap on that thing. So I was like, if I can do a frame swap on that thing, this old truck should be a walk in the park.
We hope.
Yeah, we're working on that. Yeah.
we're still walking in the park right now, but so
just entering the park.
we are entering the park, yeah. But so. We're on the road. Now, how long did it take you to drive from Spartanburg, South Carolina to Dallas? Dallas you had to go?
Yeah, Dallas, Texas. It was about 1,000 miles, I think like 18, 19 hours, something like that. I left at like 5 a.m. and I was there like at 8:30 p.m.
You just went straight through?
Yeah, we were hauling. We were too excited.
Wait, that's adrenaline, man, because you're excited. Let's see it. And I tell you what, I can't wait. When we come back from this commercial break, I want to know your reaction when you first laid eyes on it in person.
All right.
Guys, stay tuned. We're talking wrecked trucks right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hours. Rob Pitts in the studio. As always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
Shout out to the city down the road where our special guest lives, Spartanburg, South Carolina.
I tell you what, though. Be easy about where our special guest lives. All right. I can tell you firsthand how YouTubers love to come visit people.
Anderson, South Carolina. Wink,
I send them down the wrong path.
Gaffney, South Carolina.
Gaffney.
Chesney.
Chesney.
There you go.
Hell, they know that's why nobody lives there.
Play a guessing game. We're going to play a guessing game with the listeners.
He lives in South Carolina somewhere. We'll leave it there. We don't want him. We don't want anybody from the truck club stalking him down or something. Anyway. All right. We have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
And then, of course, like I feel like I need to like do you an intro, Alex. We got Alex from Alex Rebuilds in the studio, too.
What's going on, man?
All right. So we're talking about the Gas Monkey truck. So 74 Auto found the truck for you. And now you get this iconic build for your pay, or for your channel. And then you're driving to Texas. You drove for 18 hours straight.
Yep.
Didn't stop.
No, well, I mean, obviously, well, you know, we got to gas up, you know, get a little food. But, yeah, we was.
But I mean, we
didn't sleep for nothing.
No, right? No, we were home.
We're running on adrenaline now. All right. So you get there. Tell me the first time you saw the truck, the first thought that hit your, that crossed your mind.
I just lit up. I couldn't believe that such an iconic truck was in front of me. I mean, I've seen it on TV. I think whenever they aired it back in 2014, 2015, I seen the thing built. And then just to have it, or me even touching it, I think was just a true eye-opening, like, unreal moment for me.
Was it worse than what you thought or better than what you thought just by pictures?
I think it was a little bit worse, or maybe a good bit worse than I thought, because they always they have that angle, like, from, like, the corner where it kind of just, you know, it looks like damage in the corner and that's it. But then if you look at the truck, like, head on, the whole front end is, like, shifted to, like, the passenger side, like a good foot.
Well, that truck took a pretty hard hit left going right.
Yeah.
So from driver's side to passenger side, I mean, it shifted the whole front of that truck. Yeah. Over. It's not just sheet metal. It pushed the frame up.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd say
what hit it?
Apparently the story from one of the guys is, he was pulling out on the interstate or something like that, and a 18 wheeler or something cut him off, and he swerved and it went into the wall of the interstate is what happened.
Man, you know, those concrete retaining walls, they're tough.
That wasn't the only car Gas Monkey wrecked. Cause if you remember,
they wrecked the Mustang.
The Mustang.
Didn't one of them like burn down or something as well?
Yeah, yeah. Another one burnt down.
The Mustang one was no, but that was an uninsured person. That just tagged him.
Yeah, just nailed him. That car was done though.
So we get this truck. Now loading it up was a little bit of a nightmare too. Now, keep in mind this thing's on full air ride, so it's sitting on the ground. This thing is the rockers are touching the ground.
Yeah. Yep.
And there's no controller for your air ride.
There is no controller. So, I mean, that was the first thing, because, I mean, I've never had an air ride vehicle in my life. So, you know, I thought maybe let's hook up some jumper cables and the compressor is going to air it up. But then again, I think it airs it up to what the last setting was. And I'm pretty sure, you know, he wasn't cruising with that thing jacked up. You know, whoever's cruising that thing, he's on the ground, you know, in Texas, you know. But So we plug in the jump box to the battery, pumps air into the compressor, truck does not go up at all. So I messaged Richard on Instagram, and to my surprise, he actually replied. He said that the air controller should be in the truck, and if it's not there, then it is missing. So we went on a hunt trying to find a controller so we can get this thing aired up at least a little bit so we can slide the forklift underneath it and put it on our trailer. So we did some research, and we found some companies down in Texas that are actually authorized retailers for AccuAir, and we got a controller. It was the company was about an hour away, about $350, and instead of driving an hour there, driving an hour back, because we already spent like a good, I'd say, hour and a half trying to figure out how to air this truck up, and I was doing some research. Maybe we could air it up manually or whatnot, and that was not an option. You can only do with the controller. So we sent an Uber to go pick up this.
I love technology.
Ubered it.
This is the thing. You know, anybody else would be like, well, hell, we got to run out there and grab it. He sent an Uber. This is what I like.
That is
resourceful.
Funny.
That's what I like. All right.
So we sent an Uber to the company to pick up the controller just to save some time, because if I would go there, waste an hour there, hour back, but that way he just only wasted an hour and brought it to us. So we got the controller, plug it in, everything works, truck airs up. We load it up with the forklift nice and easy, put it on trailer, and that's it.
Really? So how nervous were you when you were picking this thing up?
I mean, I've seen some horror stories with some loaders loading up, and I personally experienced some as well. But, I mean, he was treating this thing better than a newborn baby.
When you pulled this thing back, were you pulling it on an open trailer?
Yeah, open trailer.
People had to have been freaking out.
I mean, I guess. I mean, the whole thing, I mean, most of it's probably going to get repainted anyways, especially, I mean, with all the damage, a good bit of it got damaged. I think the only thing that's not going to get painted is the bed. But then again, I think we might as well just go ahead and paint the whole thing.
But I'm saying, I'm sure coming down the
interstate.
Road,
seeing this truck sitting on the back of an open trailer.
I was breaking more necks with this truck than any exotic build I ever had on my trailer.
But that's the thing.
Yeah.
That just shows you got a 76 Chevrolet truck on a trailer, and everybody's going crazy over it, including Richard Rollins, I hear.
Yep. Because, I mean, when you're traveling down the interstate with, like, an exotic, you know, only people that care about the thing are, like, some young kids, you know, anybody, other person wouldn't care at all about the thing. But when you see a truck like that on a trailer, you know everybody and their grandma's on seeing that truck.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, we were definitely snapping next.
So you messaged Richard Rollins about this when you got there,
though. Yeah, I messaged him. I'm like, I'm picking up your truck. Would you like to see it? He's like, this was actually the week when he was proposing, and I think he was in California. Mexico. He's like, I'm not there, but you can pull up to the shop and show the monkeys, and they'll hang out. You give you a tour and all that. And we pulled up, and everything happened exactly like he said.
That's right. He's proposing to his new bride.
Yep.
Yeah.
I tell you,
it moves fast.
You know what? Though? You know what? The heart is the fastest healing muscle.
Yeah. All right.
My buddy Dick Rollins. Took that play from the Rob playbook right there. He's like a rubber ball, son. The harder you hit the ground, the faster you bounce back up.
I think that heart was probably playing a long time before, probably.
Kobe, you don't have to kill the magic, okay? Just go with it.
Just saying.
Just go. It's love. I can tell.
Okay, love.
I can tell. It's love this time. Keyword, this time. All right. We're not talking about love. We're talking about C10 trucks. Both are interesting subjects, but this is Hot Rods and Happy Hour. So, not heartbreak. And so you got the C10 truck. So tell us about Gas Monkey Garage.
So we arrived at Gas Monkey Garage, I'd say probably around like 2 p.m. And we got to the location to pick up the truck at 8 a.m. So it took us, what was that, 6 hours?
Yeah.
Six hours to get this thing up on the trailer. So we pull up to Gas Monkey Garage, and like a few monkeys run out. Everybody's looking at the truck. You know, everybody's excited.
Not real monkeys, the people actually.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be awesome.
No, Professor, no. Monkeys running at you is not awesome. I guarantee if you go to the zoo and they're just out running around, you're not going to hang
out. We're going to have fun.
Yeah, and it was actually a perfect time because actually they just finished filming, so they all came out. We hung out for a little bit. They showed us a tour of the shop, showed us some of their upcoming builds, which obviously can't talk about for obvious reasons, yeah. But gave us some of their energy drinks, real good energy drinks, by the way. Showed us Richard's, you know, private garage. All this around the shop. It was actually a really cool experience.
Did you touch the stuff? Or like,
oh, yeah. I put some fingerprints on some stuff.
Touched it. I put my hand on that.
I was there.
Professor smiling.
Yeah, I was thinking about, what's her name, Chrissy?
Did you, no, Richard, you can't put your hand on that.
Shoot. Tell me I can't.
Richard's thinking, what is Richard's sister's name? No, I'm just kidding.
That's old Daphne.
I'm just
kidding. I can always remember her name.
Yeah, I know.
Good on Daphne.
Horrible, Professor.
Just kidding.
Daphne, you're cool.
I'll put my hands on you.
You're beautiful.
So anyway, we get the truck. We're headed back. Anything exciting on the trip back? Imagine stopping and getting gas, everybody walking out. Hey, is that
truck going we actually monkey? Stopped by his restaurant or whatever it's called.
Gas Monkey Bar and Grill.
Gas Monkey Bar and Grill. And literally every person that was leaving was stopping, breaking their neck, taking pictures, pointing at it. Literally everybody knew what was on that trailer.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah,
how was the food? Awesome.
Food was great. Food was awesome.
That's what I'm screaming. So we're on our way back. We get the truck back. How about unloading the truck?
Unloading the truck actually took some time because I didn't really want to grab it from the side, and my forklift is only the forks are only 8 foot long, and I tried to pick it up from the rear and it wasn't going. It was just picking up the rear, and that's it. It wasn't getting half the truck. So I had to get some wheel dollies, put it on the damaged wheel, and try to roll it off, and it took some time, some hassle, but we got it off. So pretty much just rolled it off the trailer.
That's right. So we get the truck, and so now we're going into teardown of this thing.
Yeah.
And we start tearing pieces off. And the thing you got to think about with a wrecked vehicle, and even new or old, these things are mangled. I mean, you got to think about it. A perfect car tearing body panels off. You know, bolts are not in the most convenient places. Mm-hmm. But when you got one that's wrecked and stuff is bent and twisted, it's even harder. And you're trying not to do any more damage. You're trying to save pieces and save parts. You know, you just don't want to go tearing into it, ripping things off of it. So you got to be careful getting all this mangled, damaged sheet metal and things, so you can actually see the true damage of it, the frame damage and whatnot.
And there's a lot more damage once you start opening up stuff. I'm
exactly.
Sure
that sheet metal covers up a lot. So we start peeling the sheet metal off of it, and you discover the frame damage on this thing. And so what did you think when this thing was sitting in your shop on dollies and you were about to tear into it? Like, what did I get myself into?
I'm usually thinking just like any other build that I get, you know, frame damage, it easily can be repairable. But as soon as I tore off that front bumper and took a peek at that frame damage, I knew that was
over.
We're
not fixing this one,
yeah,
kids.
We are not fixing this one. And, I mean, you could go kind of rig it up, I guess. You can cut it from the firewall and change the rails. But, I mean, I don't do that kind of work, and might as well, if I'm changing the frame, might as well do it right and get a nice custom frame.
Well, I mean, and there's nothing, I mean, you could clip it.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, this is probably the better bet all the way around. I tell you, another safe bet is this commercial break we got coming up. We got to pay some bills, guys. Stay tuned. We got Alex from Alex Rebuilds right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
106.3 WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Pitts in the studio as always. We have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst / numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
Shout out to Miami, Florida.
Welcome to Miami, yo.
It would be a good place to cruise that truck or that NSX for that matter.
Okay.
Once you get down with them.
I'll tell you what, an NSX in Miami is like a Honda Accord.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. It's like the Civics.
It's like, the any exotic there is like an Accord.
Is that our lawn boy? I think that's the lawn boy in the NSX. Bless his heart, he's trying. So nice of him to get an economy car. And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Cubby Miller.
What's going on, everyone? Yeah, that's what I was going to say. NSX in Miami is almost like having a, just like you say, a Honda Accord or a Civic or something.
That's fine.
You know, because they're all rolling around.
It's the Taurus of Miami.
Whew.
And then, of course, we got Alex from Alex Rebuilds right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hours. He's telling us about the gas money garage build. So to recap, we covered getting the truck. Mm-hmm. We covered picking the truck up.
Mm-hmm.
We covered Gas Monkey Garage, stopping off there, eating at Richard's restaurant. We get the truck back. We got the truck off the trailer, and we're tearing sheet metal off this thing. So the further you dig into it, the more we're seeing wrong.
Right.
So what were you thinking as you're pulling the front end off of this thing, and you're pulling the sheet metal back, and you start seeing that frame? And I guarantee you, every panel you pull off, that frame gets over further and further and further. It's like, damn, what this thing hit.
Yep.
So once you got it off, what was the first thing that you thought of when you saw that frame? And keep in mind, when you pulled the front end off, I mean, Stevie Wonder can see that it needs a frame under it.
Well, the first thing that came to my mind is I didn't know it was this bad, and second thing was I never knew a frame could be bent this bad.
Oh, they can be bent bad. I've seen them bent worse, but I've never seen them fixed either from that.
But not from that kind of impact. Well, not impact. I say look, the damage from the appearance from the truck. I never seen a frame that bad from just. I mean, it is pretty good. It's a pretty significant amount of damage, but whatever was behind that sheet metal, I never expected that.
Yeah, you thought you might could put it on a frame machine, tweak it, put it back. Nope, not this one.
Not this one, yep.
All right, so we're talking about the frame. How about the rest of the truck? How did it hold up? Like, you know, as far as like the doors. I know like the driver's door was touching the fender, we thought, or something like that.
Yeah, both of the doors have like a good 2-inch like gap. Like they're like either sagging or, I don't know, maybe that's how the truck originally was, but I highly doubt that there would be those such huge gaps in the doors, but there's at least like a two inch gap on each side of the cab, and then I think either the cab or the bed is shifted, which I'm leaning more towards that the cab is shifted, and like on one side you barely can stick a piece of paper, and on the other side you could probably almost shove your hand in there.
Man, that thing took a lick.
Well, you got to think about it. We broke a cab mount or a body bolt or something like that, just shifted. Hopefully that's not that big of a deal. So we know we're going to have to paint on the cab.
Yeah,
and the bed, it seems like it's okay.
Seems like it's okay until I'm gonna pull off the cab real soon, and we'll do a more investigation on that. But
yeah, I mean, and that's the thing with a build like this—you don't know where it stops. I mean, you know, you may be replacing everything but the taillights in this thing, or you may, you know. And I'm sure the more sheet metal you took off of it, you might have thought that was the case. Yeah. But you know, but the beauty part is it's a C10 truck, and you know what? There's not one piece of this thing you can't buy. So that's the one saving grace for it. So. Is it the green that's on it? Is it a special mix green, or I know it's like a PPG or a DuPont color or something like that.
Valspar, I think.
Or Valspar, yeah. So what's, I mean, so it's not like some, you know, Casey mixed up this batch of it and that's it.
to my understanding, and actually when I was at the Gas Monkey Garage, they gave me the original paint can of the actual paint from the truck from back from 2015. And to my understanding, this is the OEM paint, like, to paint code that the truck came with.
Sweet. So to the my white understanding, and the green is factory GM colors.
That's factory,
colors,
yes, everything OEM.
That's kind of cool, though. That is really cool.
Yeah, nothing custom about the paint, as far as I know.
That's really I figured it was a special mix or something crazy.
I thought it was like a green mint pearl or something on it.
No, it's just 76 Chevrolet green. That's what it is.
Okay.
It's the 70s.
It may have a pearl coat on it because it seemed a lot richer.
Yeah, it did. It did. It didn't look better.
I'd say the 30 coats of clear.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
The clear peels off like a wrap. Like you can peel it like a wrap.
This guy.
Yeah, never seen anything like it before.
The 12 coats of clear on top of it. That's why it's coming off. It's thick as a credit card on it, you know? That tends to deepen it up quite a bit.
And the six coat they already cut and buffed off of it.
Yeah, really. So, the interior in this thing, my favorite part of this truck. When I saw this truck in Vegas, the interior was absolutely gorgeous. Oh, I love the brown leather inside of it. That's what separates this truck from most C10s. There's a lot of custom C10s. I know you're seeing them all over the place. But that's the thing that's crazy. Like, these C10s, this thing is top-notch. The interior is absolutely gorgeous in this thing. And all that's still in relatively good shape.
Oh, yeah, perfect shape.
So, other than the controller being stole out of it, that's really was the only thing really missing. So people didn't try, because you know just as good as I do how these auctions work.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of things get robbed out of the car, manuals and all this stuff. So just out of everything, they stole the controller.
And then I don't know if maybe the guy who owned it took this or not, but I don't know if you remember seeing in the video, there's like a, I guess whoever designed the interior also made like a leather duffel bag kind of type deal. I don't know if you remember seeing that. That was missing as well. And then I asked the guys at Gas Monkey as well. They said they don't know where that's at either. And so that would be a pretty cool piece to have with
somebody
the truck.
Somebody has a matching purse to your truck.
Yeah, you somebody know, got sticky fingers.
They done stole your purse.
Yeah.
Professor, you ain't got it over there, do you?
No, but I mean, somebody made it once, you know.
Make it again.
Yeah.
So that's insane. This custom build, and it's here, and you're bringing it back. So you're going to put it back just like Gas Monkey did it.
Yeah, besides the frame. We're not going back with the OEM frame.
We don't want that.
Yeah.
Minus the bent part, you know. But so we're keeping the LSX motor, everything, all that staying.
Yep, none of that's being touched.
So you got one damaged wheel on there too, right?
Yeah.
So you're going back with that style wheel.
Everything is going to go back to originally how it was. We're going to get a new wheel for that, and everything. I'm going to try to keep it as original as possible.
I love it, man. I love it. That's cool. You know, so you're bringing this truck back. What do you think? How long do you think it's going to take you realistically to build this thing?
I mean, I've been reaching out to some people on some parts, and it's not like, you know, your typical Honda or whatever. You know, you can get parts in a few days. A lot of stuff is like a few weeks out, if not more. So hopefully, I'd say painted and everything, no more than like 3 months, hopefully.
That's with all those
wait times and all that. Because, I mean, if everything was there, you know, at my shop, I could have this thing probably done in under a month. But with all the wait times, I'd say it'd take probably 3 months.
But do you know what, though? This isn't, you know, a factory build. This isn't, you know, bolt and unbolt. This is custom. I mean, in every sense of the word. I mean, there's nothing about this C10 that's like any of the rest of the C10s. Yeah. This one's all a little different. So that's a really cool thing right there, though. I love it, though. And I mean, it's proving pretty good on your channel right now.
Oh, yeah.
You're getting lots of subscribers and lots of views.
Definitely more than any exotic would have did.
Well, and that was a good call. Like, that worked out to your favor all the way around. Did you ever think in a million years that doing a video about a 76 model Chevrolet truck would do better than a video about a, you know, an R8?
Never in my life. And it shocked me whenever I got the R8 and the Gas Monkey C10, completely different outcome.
Blows it out of the water.
Blows it out of the water, yep.
But I mean, that just goes to show you the YouTube market is saturated with this stuff, the supercar stuff. And I think people want something different, and you're giving it to them. That's what I love about it.
Yeah, and also I guess you can say it's never really about the money. It's what people enjoy watching more.
Well, at the end of the day, that's all that matters.
There's a lot of money in that truck, though.
There's a lot of money in that truck, too.
There's a lot of money in R8, too, but people definitely prefer the C10 over the R8.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of money, we got to make a little bit and take a commercial break. Guys, hang tight. We got a lot more from our buddy Alex right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
106.3 WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.